Hi, and welcome to our TMC podcast. I'm Erin Mondo, web editor at TMC. I'm going to be speaking with Wayne Lambert, director of product management at NTT America. He specializes in international product development, and his areas of expertise include video networks, content delivery networks, virtual private networks, Ethernet products, and the application infrastructure provider marketplace. Thank you, Wayne, for taking the time to speak with TMC. For our listeners, if you're not yet up to speed on what NTT America has been doing, please take a moment to stop by their sponsored IP transit channel on tmcnet.com, which can be reached at www.tmcnet.com/channels/IP-transit/. NTT America has built a reputation as a leading provider of end-to-end network and IT solutions for multinational corporations. With its comprehensive service portfolio of managed and global IP network service solutions, the company has been evolving to keep pace with a rapidly transforming marketplace. As more and more companies look to the cloud for cost-effective network solutions, the delivery method for critical data is key. NTT America's latest version of VLink reduces the need to manage disparate technology platforms and enables customers to deliver information in a more secure and efficient manner. Today, Wayne and I will be discussing this exciting new product development. So, Wayne, what is VLink?
Hi, Erin. Thanks for letting me join you. I appreciate it. VLink is NTT America's high-speed Ethernet product. It leverages Ethernet. Ethernet is the network protocol used on LANs. We use this to enable connectivity over long distances. We've offered a VLink product for several years, and it was limited to point-to-point connectivity. But based on requests from our customers, we recently enhanced the product to support multiple locations for either meshed or hub-and-spoke configuration. So we now have VLink Direct, which is point-to-point, VLink Plus, which connects multiple locations, and VLink Mesh, which provides multiple connectivity to fully interconnected locations. We also enhanced the product to allow a single port to be used by our customers for both VLink or Layer 2 Ethernet connectivity and also for IP transit. This includes IPv6 and V4 connectivity that our customers can use a single port for. We offer VLink in multiple bandwidths between 100 megabit per second and 10 gigs per second. It's based on Layer 2 VPN Ethernet, and it's a very flexible way for customers to expand their footprint and connect diverse locations.
It sounds like a very flexible product. How exactly does it work?
So VLink can also be called carrier internet, which means we can connect two or more locations using Ethernet protocol. So as I mentioned before, it uses the same protocol as a LAN. That makes it easy for a customer to connect multiple LANs, create their own WAN, and use the same technology that their system administrators may be used to for running their internal network. A customer using VLink can connect two or more locations, and they can connect them as if they were part of the same campus. VLink allows us to set up connectivity and leverage NTT America's world-class Tier 1 network. A customer can connect to VLink using a simple Layer 2 capable port. This can be easily integrated by our customers as part of their company's private network. Users thousands of miles apart can receive data, voice, video at speeds that makes them feel as if they are in adjacent offices.
So for companies that incorporate VLink, what can the product do for them?
VLink makes it easy for customers to connect dispersed locations. They can do it using LAN standard communication protocols. They can manage their network in a less complicated way. They can do it less expensively because they can use their standard types of connectivity and the knowledge that their people probably already possess. This provides an alternative solution for those companies that have been using legacy technologies such as ATM or leased lines, and they can connect dispersed locations. So along with the ease of implementation associated with Ethernet technology, VLink can run Layer 2 and Layer 3 on the same port. This provides additional cost savings to a customer in only having to have one type of connectivity there. VLink by NTT America also provides ease of implementation and management of a wide area network. It reduces expense and provides a more flexible network that can carry multiple types of traffic. And as it runs on the same protocol as the LANs, any system administrator can manage it.
Okay. How does VLink take advantage of NTT America's Tier 1 IP network?
VLink leverages the state-of-the-art equipment that we use on our core backbone. We've enabled it this way to take advantage of the state-of-the-art equipment we've installed. We've been aggressively upgrading our network in anticipation of the IP next wave needs. So as a result of installing that new equipment and setting up VLink the way we have, we are well positioned to move to the next level of IP. As I mentioned, we can our network is fully enabled for IPv4 and V6, and with this Layer 2 flexible product that we've added, we can provide the full needs for our customers' connectivity. As a result of the way we've implemented our VLink product, we can offer VLink from any of our POPs or nodes in the U.S. with the same industry-leading service-level agreement as we have for our IP Tier 1 backbone network. The NTT Communications' main driving point is to provide exceptional customer service, and we do that in support of our Tier 1 network and extend that to our VLink services. Now our VLink customers can take advantage of the same quality and industry standard that NTT brings to our network, and they can use it to deliver both voice, video, and data.
All right. Well, this has been a pretty enlightening conversation, and I thank you for your time, Wayne. So that's it for today.